1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got a great event that's coming up for Saturday, September 27th. He has his Central T-shirt on. John Kastner joins us in studio. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jamie.
I love the T-shirt, man.
Yeah, always a pleasure. I found this T-shirt about 6 months, maybe a year ago, emptying some boxes. What's in here? Found it as my Stratford Central sort of three-quarter length ball shirt.
Yeah.
And the good news is it still fits.
Very good. Yeah. It looks great. It's in very good condition.
Yeah, I don't know where it went. Like, it hasn't been worn a lot. Somehow, somebody packed it away sometime when I was kicked out of the house or something, said, I'll put all of his stuff in a box, right, and he'll open that in 40 years or 50 years or something. Yeah.
And here we are. We have an event coming up for Saturday, September 27th, John.
Yeah, so it's a class reunion. It's a 50th class reunion. So it's people who began high school in 71. And then graduated from grade 12 in 1975 or grade 13 in 1976.
All right.
So sort of those, everybody that started in 71, some only went to grade 12, some went to grade 13. So it's that, I think the word they use now is cohort.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that cohort. And a group of us, headed up by Doris Barkley and Janet Shivas, Jane Lanforth is part of the committee, Fred Buck, Rob Ritz, myself. And it's been great.
Wow.
Task for the last 2-3 months is find friends of friends and email addresses and cell phones and try and track people down. And we've done a good job. We're hoping for 100 people.
Okay. So this is a great idea. Then and now, a reunion to remember for Saturday, September 27th. So where's this all taking place?
So I'll be really sort of nostalgic. I'll say it's the old Caulflesh Brothers building.
There you
go. Where it is. Yeah, so we're literally telling people that who've moved away. It's where Caulflesh Brothers used to be, but it's at Grayson Mills.
Mm.
That's where it is. And then the night before, there's a bit of a get-together at the old Pounder Brothers building, which is where Job Site Brewery is.
These are great Stratford directions, by the way.
Yeah. If you live in Stratford, all that stuff means,
or this used to be,
So it fits in with the then and now. So then it was Caulflesh Brothers. Now it's Grayson Mills. Then it was Pounder Brothers. Now it's Job Site Brewery.
Sure.
And so that's the Friday night and the Saturday.
All right. So is there a cost for this, or how does this all work?
Yeah, so there's a cost. It's $40, and that covers, there's a bit of food that covers the rental of the place. And then you can just, if you want to get in touch, the email address is SCSS. Where is that? I had that somewhere. SCSS 7576 reunion@gmail.com.
You got it.
Yeah, or you can call me, 519-301-3227.
Okay, this promises to be just a wonderful get-together. And your memories of Central. Of course, again, we remind folks, Central School, now Stratford Intermediate School,
right,
and used to be the high school, now it's the junior high. Your memories of Central.
Well, some great memories, a lot of great sporting events. I think about things like that. I think about the teachers. I think about when I was there, grade 9 and grade 10, there was a huge renovation of the place where they added the new school, the new part that's on the back that goes towards sort of the football field. So for 2 years, the school was absolutely packed, and I think we started early, finished a little later. And then there was a whole whack of portables there too because of the renovations. But my memories of school, I think of a couple things. One, I remember seeing Paul Henderson's goal there.
Okay.
I remember them sort of letting everybody out of school at 2 o'clock, and they had TVs set up all over the school, like maybe 8, 9, 10. And I was in Doug Prattley's science class.
Okay.
And that was sort of they'd had sort of 3 or 4 classes. Our class merged together. I don't know if we were in the library or it might have been in the auditorium where the stage was, but I remember seeing Paul Henderson's goal there.
Right.
That's one thing I remember about that.
And these weren't big screen TVs, shall we say.
No, they were 25-inch black and white TVs, maybe some color ones.
Kind of wheeled in, if you will.
Wheeled in with a projector attached to them.
Yeah.
And so that's, if you think about that era, people, I remember seeing Paul Henderson's goal there.
Yeah.
I remember walking uptown for lunch. We would go to where Scotiabank is. There was a Jumbo Grill or Jumbo. So you got ice cream. French fries were $1.
Okay.
Walk up to Ken's Fries at Market Square.
Yeah. And great sporting events. Gosh, Red Feather Day was such a big event.
Yeah, Red Feather Day, Stratford Northwestern football game. Remember the 1 year that I was at school, and it was at National Stadium. that the football game was at it was at National Stadium, and I think it was right on the first week of November, rings a bell.
Sure.
And it started the United Way campaign, too, hence the red feather part of it. And I think that that was the traditional start of the United Way campaign.
Oh, my goodness.
And all the money from that football game would go towards support the United Way.
Yeah. So, again, if you're hearing this and want to be a part of this, then and now, a reunion to remember is Saturday, September 27th. That's happening at Grayson Mills. But then the Friday night is a wonderful get-together at Job Site. And it's a chance to share memories, again, of Central, bring out some of the memorabilia, that sort of thing. Because with the schools that have now kind of changed, a lot of this memorabilia isn't at our fingertips anymore, if you will.
Yeah, fortunately, the one thing is sort of putting another hat on. When I was at the museum, there was a real, you know, when Central Stratford Central closed for all intents and purposes, we sort of put out a call to a couple people with the board and principals and stuff, and the museum took a lot of stuff in.
Okay.
And I know that some of the organizers have reached out to the museum about having a bit of a display that night at Grayson Mills, which I think is going to take place, and a lot of good stuff there.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. So it's memories of the 70s. And yes. Are we going to see any photos of you from the 70s coming out or being posted anywhere?
There's one great photo that I remember of Wayne Brightwell was probably one of the, not only the biggest people in school, he's one of the biggest people in Ontario probably, who became an Olympic wrestler. And Wayne and I were great friends. And it ended up in the Collegian, which was the Central yearbook. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting down to get a headshot taken, and Wayne came and jumped on my lap. And I was probably 70 pounds, and Wayne was 270.
Right.
And there's a picture of me sort of holding him, and he's on my lap, and he's got a goofy smile. And every time I see Wayne, you know, every 10 years run into him somewhere, and we'll joke about that picture and how it was in the school yearbook.
Sure.
And,
yeah.
It was one of the things I remember.
Yeah, we will have to see that again for sure. Again, we'll share the details how you can be a part of it. There is a Facebook page, is that right?
Yep. Stratford Central Class of 75 and 76. And then if you want to email somebody, you can either go through that page or scss7576reunion@gmail.com. Get more details there. Last thing is I'm putting together a little bit of a pretty informal golf on the Saturday morning.
Okay.
So I've got three or four groups together at the country club. And if anybody wants to golf, give me a shout and I'll get you into a group.
All right. You can make a fun weekend of it. What a great idea. Then and now, a reunion to remember for Saturday, September 27th. It's going to be a big weekend, and we'll share the details. John Kastner. John, always a pleasure checking in. We wish you great success with this. Anything else on the go as we're heading into fall and winter?
Oh, not too much. Oh. Not too much. I keep busy.
Low profile.
Busy since retirement. And, you know, try and fill my days.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, this is a great event for sure, and we look forward to it. John Kastner. Thanks, John.
Thanks so much. Thanks as always.